This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about arguments on pause, or how there is never a good time to have a conversation with a narcissistic person. And y'all notice I said thriving. Y'all see the self-love merchandise, the self-love brand, the I Love Me brand. I'm thriving. This is the stage of the healing journey, y'all. I love me. I'm thriving. The link's in the description for the shop and whatnot, y'all. The brand is growing and all the other good stuff. But one of the main questions that I get on my platform, consistently I get on my platform, is like, when is the right time to talk to this person about my feelings? When is the right time to try to tell them how I feel? What time should I hold them accountable? You know, we never finish an argument. How do I get them to finish an argument? Y'all, there is never a good time to have a conversation with a narcissistic person. It just doesn't work that way with narcissists, y'all. Like, anytime a narcissist feels like you're trying to make them uncomfortable, or it's not going their way, or you're trying to hold them accountable, hell no. Wrap. That's a wrap. That's the tape right there, y'all. Wrap it up. They don't want to have that conversation. They don't want to deal with it because, there's never a good time. Like, that's one of the main points in my therapy journey. I remember asking my therapist, y'all. Like, literally, I had this conversation in therapy, and this is how obtuse I was in just my own mental health state. I just be so mad. I go to therapy. Me and my wife would have an argument, right? We'd be chilling, having a good night. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like, we just chill on the couch watching a movie. We'd have had a good day. The kids are gone. We had a good day. I'm just like, there's not a sound. Like, it's kind of like the night before Christmas. There's not a sound through the house. Like, you hear the little pitter patter of little feet on the roof. I just knew, you're just hanging out, chilling. Had some wine. We are chilling. It got quiet in the house, like watching a movie. Like, you can hear the pitter patter of little cheeks about to be clapped. I'm like, yeah, it's been a great night. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, can we finish this? You remember you said we were finished talking about this? It'd be something from like 7 months ago. I'm like, what the hell? And I would get irate. I'd be like, oh my goodness. I was like, why did you have to ruin a great night by bringing up some BS? I told my therapist that. I was like, why can't we ever have a cool, calm night where we don't argue and fuss and fight about something old? My therapist said, because you leave arguments on pause. When you don't finish your arguments, like, when you don't finish conversation, when you say, well, let's talk about that later, when does that, you, for you, when you tell your partner, let's talk about this later, for you, you understand, you probably in your mind, you know, later is probably not going to come. This is the end of the conversation for you. But people who don't think like you, she doesn't say normal people, y'all, because my therapist doesn't make me feel like I'm not a normal person. She doesn't say normal people. She says people who don't think like you, people who think differently. she's very particular with her words. That's why I love my therapist, y'all. I might shout her out one day. I know people keep wanting to know my therapist. I asked her. I was like, I can shout you out. But she's just cool. But she said people who don't think like you want conflict resolution. They want an answer to their question. So when you say, let's talk about it later, they actually think you're going to talk about it later. So no matter how long you've been in a relationship with them, they think that you're going to change and that you're going to have this conversation later. So you've put it out of your mind, out of sight, out of mind. You don't think about it anymore because you think the conversation is over, right? And then she doesn't know how to, so your partner, it could be a man as well, y'all. It doesn't have to be a woman. My partner just happened to be a woman. If it was a man, if I had a male partner, it would be the same dynamic. Like, they don't know when to approach you because, like, you have anger issues, you have rage issues. They don't know if they're going to get yelled or screamed at. So when y'all are having a good night, they figure this is the perfect time to talk. Like, y'all are cool, calm, and collected. Let's just talk about it now. Like, the situation, like, you're not at work. You're not studying. You're not at leaving the gym. You're not tired. We just, you know, I asked you, were you tired? You said no. So you're not tired. You're none of the above. Did you say, you know, the reason why we couldn't have this last conversation? You're none of the above. So right now seems like the perfect time to have that conversation. So they bring it up thinking that it's a good time. But then unbeknownst to them, it's not a good time because you didn't want to talk about it anymore. So that's where the arguments come from. The argument, that's why the unfinished conversations come from. That's why right now, because you're not arguing, because you're not fussing, not fighting, that you, like you just said, you hear the pitter patter, little cheeks about to be clapped. So you're thinking you're in a good mood. So you, if you're in a good mood, let's finish this conversation. Boom, argument starts. So there's never, and my therapist, like, there's probably never a good time to talk to you. When it's like, if she can't talk to you when y'all having a good night, when can she talk to you? And the same things applies to narcissistic women. If your partner cannot if your partner who's could be a man, could be a woman, could be a non-binary person, yeah, we are all inclusive over here. We are thrivers over here. We are all inclusive. I don't care how you live your life. Do you?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what I mean? I know people are mad. Well, leave them, blah, blah, blah. Do you? how can a narcissist be all inclusive? Do you? You know what I mean? Do you? But same thing applies for men trying to have a conversation with women that are super narcissistic, toxic women that are super dismissive. Like, there's never. What is a good time to talk to you? When? If I can't talk to you right now, while we're sitting here looking at each other, when can I talk to you? When will be a good time then? You let me know when it's a good time. You see what I'm saying? That's the mindset. That's the mentality of a lot of people. So there is never a good time, because the only good time is when you bring it up. When that narcissistic person brings it up, that's when you, like, when is the best time to finish the argument, y'all? Right when you're having it. When is the best time to get your answers? Right then and there. Because once you're finished with it right now, you're finished with it for good. Once that narcissistic person, let's talk about this later, and they become super dismissive, or they rage out on you, or they give you the silent treatment, or they pretend like you don't exist, right now, this is the best time. Right now is the best time. But, like, of course, y'all use discretion and be careful, because some people are crazy. They'll go crazy on you for trying to hold them accountable. They'll go crazy on you for trying to have a simple conversation about something. They'll go crazy. They might try to take you out of here, y'all, out of anger. So if you feel like you're not getting anywhere, you keep having this, it's like a repetitive thing where you keep going back and forth about the same things over and over in a relationship. Y'all, there is no conflict resolution with narcissistic people unless it benefits them. You see what I'm saying? Unless it benefits them, there's not going to be any type of resolution to the conflict, unless it is of great benefit to them. Unless it's a great benefit to them. Like, if the conversation benefits that narcissistic person, then yeah, y'all talk about it later. There'll be a later if it benefits them. If it's a benefit, like, that's what I'm saying. You got to kind of watch how you talk to these people, y'all. I know it's so many guidelines and things you have to follow when you're dealing with toxic people, but that's kind of the crux you fall into when you're dealing with toxic people, is you got to understand it. You see what I'm saying? That's part of it. You have to understand right there. Like, these type of people are not going to go away. They're just not. They're going to keep dealing with you. They're going to keep messing with you, and they're just going to keep messing with your head. That's the dynamic. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You have to empower yourself to understand. Like, right now is the best time to have a conversation. When you're having it, finish it. Get your answers. I'm not telling you to keep badgering them or going after them. If they go in the room to try to be dismissive. I'm not talking about this right now. I'm not telling you to follow them into the bedroom or get into the, if they get into the car, don't follow them down the street. I'm just telling you, if they are not willing to have this conversation, they're not going to ever be willing to have it, y'all. And there's a difference between having a conversation later, because if they come back to, if there's a cool down period, if they say, hey, look, not right now, give me 10 minutes. If they give you a timetable and say, give me 10 minutes, let's talk about this. There's a difference between doing that 10 minutes of silence and reprieve than just not talking about it at all. There's a difference between that and the silent treatment. I know a lot of people think the silent treatment is just like, the silent treatment doesn't have a set end time. They won't give you a period of time that they're going to go silent on you. They'll just stop talking to you. They'll just ignore you and pretend you don't exist, like Casper mode. Like they treat you like a ghost. You're not a ghost though. You're a person. You're a real boy. You're a real person. You know what I mean? You know, but like I said, narcissistic people, toxic people, or whatever, they will continue to do the same things over and over to you, and like until they get something from it. They feel like they're getting something from you. You know what I mean? That's it. I just feel like there's never a good time to have a conversation with a narcissist because they don't want to talk about it, and that's just how it's gonna go, y'all. I don't say this to get to dishearten people. I'm like, Lee, you're just breaking our hearts. I'm not saying that, y'all. You didn't tell us anything, Lee. When is the best time? We want to talk to them. We want to hold them accountable. Sometimes the best way to hold this person accountable is, especially if it's something horrible, it's some kind of cheating, some kind of lying, manipulation. Sometimes the best way to hold them accountable is to not have the conversation at all and dip out on them. It's time to dip out and choose you and try to find somebody else that you can have general conflict resolution with, general accountability with. I'm not telling you to walk away from your marriage or your family. I'm telling you it's okay to pick you. You don't have to put up with this, y'all. I'm just telling you, you're a human being. You're a grown ass adult. You don't have to put up. This is not your parent. This is your partner. You don't have to put up with this. And sometimes if it is your parent, it could be your parent that does this to you. If it is your parent that is stonewalling you and not taking accountability, or I don't talk about this right now, you don't necessarily have to talk to your parents as much. I'm not telling you to cut your parents off. I'm just saying you are also an adult. You're on the same plane now. You can see them as adults. You're both adults. You control access to you. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Of course, like and subscribe for more. If y'all want to support the brand, I'm super thankful for y'all. Like I said, we have the shirts. We have the journal, the self-love journal. Search Lee Hammack Self-Love on Amazon. I'm super grateful, super thankful for every single one of y'all. Mental illness is up. Peace.